You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, OBM, Ohio Business and Machines, preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. You know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com today. Let's go back to the podium and hear from the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, the one and only John DeFilippo.
It's good to see everybody after a couple weeks. Tough game this past weekend. We need to do a better job offensively. I think this is the last couple weeks of finishing games, and you know, we've kind of all season, with the exception of a few games, kind of been a tale of two halves. So, you know, I'm not going to buy into the notion that we don't come out in the second half with, you know, adjustments or whatever. Because, I mean, when you look at our scoring in the last over the season, I can't tell you exactly. I looked at it on Monday, but it's really a 3-point or 4-point differential throughout the whole season in terms of points per half. So, you know, the thing we need to do is come out and be focused to play a complete football game and not a great game in the first half or a great game in the second half. We need to come out, and that's our main focus this week with our players that I've addressed, is we need to come out with a mentality that we're going to put the complete game together. We're looking forward to going on the road and playing the Steelers. Obviously, it's a huge divisional game for us, very similar atmosphere to what we faced in Baltimore, and hopefully we'll come out with the same success we had there. Well, yeah, yes and no. You know, against Arizona, you know, we were trying to play three tailbacks and trying to see three guys, and that's hard. That is hard. That's why last week, you know, against Cincinnati, you know, I went to coach and said, I think it's the best thing for our football team if we rolled with two backs. You know, I think the product of Duke not seeing a lot of action in the second half was kind of what we did as a unit in terms of, and me too, obviously, I'm part of it. Of not having a lot of plays. And then we went to put Duke in there for the 2-minute drive, and he was getting retaped because he tweaked his foot or tweaked his ankle. So, you know, it was a product of a couple of those things.
Travis Benjamin had 4 touchdowns through 3 games, none in the last 6. What's going on there?
You know, I think, you know, people have done a good job of covering Travis. You know, we've tried to formate him in different areas. There's been some times where we've missed him. There's been some times where we've had a few breakdowns. And you know, I need to do a better job probably of formating plays for Travis. And we go into each week, you know, trying to get Travis targeted as many times as we can. And, you know, some teams have done some things to take him away.
He catches until the last 3 weeks, he was still, I think he had like 30 catches. And
yeah.
So he's catching the ball, but it's not a
touchdown. Yeah, yeah, I know. You know, the last few weeks, you know, Gary's kind of been, you know, making plays for us in the red zone, and that's just kind of the way that, and, you know, Brian Hartline made 2 plays for us, and it's just kind of the way, you know, each week's different in terms of play design on, you know, who you're trying to attack, and, you know, a lot of teams have been putting their best corner on Travis, and, you know, you want to exploit those other options that you have if that's going to be the case.
What's your mindset or your focus with McCown still being limited? You don't know quarterback's going to be. How are you approaching?
Yeah, we have a plan, Mary Kay, for both situations. You know, I think we'll know a lot more today, you know, after watching Josh. I think we'll, you know, him being limited today and taking a few reps today, I think we'll have a better feel on what direction we're going in that, on that, at the quarterback position. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how he feels today.
Is this situation complicating your ability to effectively game plan, or because you're or is it just the same game plan regardless of what quarterback you're using?
I don't think it's the same, but I don't think you deviate from your base on what you do. Yeah, is there 10 or 12 plays that you may change if Josh McCown's our starting quarterback or Johnny Manziel's our starting quarterback? Is there a couple different formations? There's just a couple different ways that you move the quarterback. You know, yeah, there's probably 12 to 15 things or concepts that you do with each guy. But to me, you know, I've said this all along, I think if you deviate too far from your core and what you're good at and what we believe in, I think you're doing a disservice to the offense.
The score was obviously still close into the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So why get away from the run? It seemed like Crow was running hard early in the first half. Running.
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, three of those passes we had in the second half were run pass options where we ended up throwing the football. You know, and then I was trying to get us into rhythm. I was trying to do anything just to make sure, you know, to get us a first down. And, you know, there's a, you know, a couple situations where I tried to just put the ball in play, you know, with a boot, you know, with a rollout pass or something like that, and just put the ball in play. And it didn't work out in our favor. And, you know, looking back on it, you know, maybe instead of giving a run pass option, maybe you just run the football. But that's something that, you know, every play I call, you know, I have our what I think is going to give us the best chance for success. So it's not like I'm just saying I'm not going to run it. I mean, every play I call, and there's a lot of them, you know, I think that's going to give our team the best chance for success.
Talked about some of the easy throws he missed, the easy completions that were there.
Mike
Pettine and okay. Johnny both talked about how he maybe didn't see some stuff and missed some stuff. As a play caller, how frustrating is that, and how hard is that to kind of keep going as a play caller when you can't count on maybe the simple completions that you're looking for?
You keep working. You keep working with him, and you keep being positive because he's still a very young quarterback, and you show him what he missed. And he sees it, and Johnny's done a fairly good job of being not a repeat offender, you know, in terms of making the same mistake twice. So you just, with a young quarterback, you just show him, hey, you know, on the rollout to Gary on the first down play, hey, let's play second and four here. Just throw the ball in the flat. And again, you know, it's just a part of the piece of playing with young quarterbacks. You're going to have some of those growing pains, and I've been there in the past, and, you know, with a guy last year that's having a lot of success right now. He did the same type of stuff early on as a young player. So you got to keep grinding with him.
Is there a consistent reason he missed what you would call those easy reads, I guess?
I think later on in the game as we were struggling a little bit. I think, you know, any quarterback, whether you're a first-year, second-year, seventh-year player, I think you do naturally start to press a little bit and just try to make a play. So I think we got caught up in a little bit of that.
John, how difficult is it going to be to break Johnny of that habit of, you know, bailing out and getting out of the pocket when that's where he's had his greatest success as a football player?
Sure. I don't want to take – I've said this all along also. I don't want to take Johnny's athleticism away from him. But at the same time, if there's a play to be had in the pocket, we need to make it. And – if there's not, then we need to use his natural God-given ability to make a play outside the pocket, whether that be running with the football or throwing on the run. But, you know, there needs to be, you know, a consistent progression of plays where if you're in the pocket and he's open, we need to deliver it and then use that, what he has, to an advantage for our football team.
Can I follow up? Yeah. He spoke candidly yesterday, really for the first time, about his physical limitations. Mm-hmm. I mean, is he going to be able, John, to make those plays in the pocket consistently that you need?
I have not read what he said. Okay, so
he talked about not being as tall as a lot of quarterbacks and having to sometimes make a fake throw because he can't see downfield.
Sure. I think, you know, and we can do, you know, a little bit better job of helping him out by moving the pocket a little bit more and helping him. But, you know, there's other quarterbacks in this league that are his size that are having some success. And, you know, it's a team effort. I need to do a better job. We need to play better around him. But I think as time goes along and he gets more comfortable, he will play better and see those things a little bit better.
I was going to ask you, so he talked about these faith throws yesterday. How often do quarterbacks throw the ball and not be able to see where the receiver is? I mean, is that –
Well, there's different types of faith throws. We talk about faith throws a lot in the red zone, where you're throwing a post in the red zone. You're having faith that that receiver's going to cross the corner's face, so you're throwing it to a spot. So faith to me, and I don't know if he meant it this way. Like I said, I didn't read his comments. I don't know if faith means I didn't see the guy or I was thrown to a spot where we're coaching guys to be. So there's a big difference between those, and I would have to talk to him to see what he meant about that.
I interpreted that he didn't see where the guy was. He knows where he's supposed to be, and let's hope it works. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Again, like I said, I have not read his comments.
So if the Steelers do what the Bengals did in the second half, try to hem him in and keep him in the pocket, do you feel like there are things that Johnny prepared to do and you're prepared to do for him to be successful in that?
Yeah, I do. I'll be honest with you. You know, looking back on the game, and I've watched it a bunch, the Cincinnati Bengals are a heck of a football team. A really good football team, but we missed some throws, and Johnny got outside the pocket some in the second half, and we just, there were some plays we didn't make, you know, some plays we dropped, some plays we missed, you know, to me, he's got the athletic ability, you know, to be able to move around and get outside the pocket no matter who we're playing. And credit the Bengals. I mean, they are well coached, and that's one heck of a football team. But at the same time, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, it was a whole containment thing. I think it was a little bit more of a self-inflicted thing.
Option when you give a quarterback. From your experience, is a quarterback more likely to want to fling it?
Another good question. You know what? If the look is there, yeah. I mean, we were 3 for 3 on those. Yeah, I mean, and there's a point where you take that option off and you just say, hey, run the football. There definitely becomes a point when it becomes overboard, absolutely. But as of right now, I mean, he was 3 for 3 in those decisions, so, you know, we were good with those.
Can I ask you quick? I was going to ask you about Cameron Irving. Do you have to game plan for him being a rookie that you have to, or how do you throw a rookie into this against the Steeler defense?
Yeah, you know, we're very fortunate in a couple ways. Number one, we're fortunate that Joe Thomas is on our football team, but at the same time, he doesn't practice on Wednesday. So Cam has been getting first team reps for the whole season and throughout training camp. You know, I'm not sure you game plan to protect him. I mean, we have certain protections in mind on when we're going to say slide to him, or when we're going to have him block a man to man, man on a man. I'm confident in the world in Cam. Cam's ready to go. I'm really excited to watch Cam play, and our staff has all the confidence in the world in Cam.
If the Steelers go with their normal
blitz defenses and their zone blitzes, how hard is that for a quarterback who hasn't played against that particular defense, whether it's Johnny or Josh, who said he's never faced the Steelers, but I'd assume Josh would be better just because he played more?
I tell you, the Steelers pose a huge, huge challenge for us. I mean, you know, you watch the Arizona Cardinals, who are a darn good offense, and you know, I mean, they got after him pretty good. So this is a tremendous challenge for us. I think whatever quarterback, whether you're a Carson Palmer who's been in the league forever or Johnny Manziel is in his second year, that defense is going to pose a challenge for any quarterback.
Why didn't it work out with Robert Turbin?
You know, it was nothing that Robert did or didn't do. I think anytime you're a player and you come in late and you don't have spring and you don't have summer and you come in midseason and you're kind of – I think it's tough. I think that's a hard deal to fill. I, you know, it's nothing that Robert did or didn't do. It was just a matter of you know, we really feel high in Glenn Winston, and you know, that spot needed to be – there was a spot that needed to be made.
That was offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. Talk a little bit about faith throws. I like Faith No More. I like Faith Hill. I don't know that I like faith throws right
now. I have
now.
Blind faith in some things.
Yes. Right now, I don't want any faith throws. I want to see some productive throws.
That accurate.
Yes, that would be phenomenal. All right, when we come back, we're going to go through the offenses for these two teams. By the way, Ben Roethlisberger did practice today, and it is believed that he has an opportunity to play on Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. All right, we'll back with more breaking down the offenses. 216-578-0850 if you want to join the discussion on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.